Yeah, some of y'all couldn't see me, but I was kind of chair dancing over there, so. Yeah, I know, right? I saw you, Judy Bradbury. You're getting down, girl. I love days like today. It's important for us as human beings to be able to celebrate life in all the different phases of life that there are. You know, since humans started living together, there have been rites of passage for the moments that are marked in a life, you know, at birth, at entry into adolescence, at becoming a partner with another, or in some cultures with others, at times of a woman leaving her childbearing years, a young man's first hunt, and death. And so we are supposed to have these passages. We're supposed to have these rituals because it calls to the very archetypal nature of us. And so when we have these ceremonies and rituals, it brings together heaven and earth, the physical and the spiritual, the seen and the unseen. It anchors something that is bigger than we can even describe into something that's solid and concrete. And the ceremonies that we have may be solemn and ceremonial, or they could be wild and joyous. And sometimes the only thing that puts a container around that is the circumstances in which we're doing it. Like today, wouldn't it be lovely if we could all be in a river with each other, you know, and put water on these babies' heads to remind them of the water of life that they came from, you know, so that we could celebrate new life by immersing ourselves in water so that we emerge feeling renewed. You know, wouldn't that be great if we could be that wild and free today? But we're going to do it here in the building. So I got out my little ceremony book last night. I've had this book for 31 years now. And I thought, man, I really need to clean this thing up. Look at this. But there are, not counting the marriage certificates that I have copies of, this is 30 years of people being born and people coming into community with each other and people passing from this life. And we've blessed bodies as they were buried in the ground and bodies that were cremated. And we've all this right here, even communion, even the celebration of what new life represents for us and the everyday commonness, as common as bread and wine, the everyday commonness of our spirituality, all represented in this little book with its tabs and paper clips and post-its and photocopies that have been trimmed to fit and all in here. And so this to me is a sacred book, and I'm showing it to you because now it's your sacred book too. So today we're celebrating, first of all, because they deserve our attention immediately. Isn't that right, my little Enso friend? I wish you could see what I see from here. You're about to. So I think what we'll do, just to make this a little less crowded, let's start over here. And I'm going to ask Jason Hilton and Julia Reno to bring their beloved daughter up here. And if you'll just stand on the stage, the lights are bright, so be warned. Told you. Okay, so. Wonderful. Yes, I'd be happy to use that. Mm-hmm. So, Jason and Julia, you have been with us a short period of time, and yet when you walked in, you were already family to us. And you have been in my eyes as I speak every Sunday. You have been standing here as part of this community from the very beginning. And you brought your baby girl into our lives. And so I'll ask you at this time, let me take this water here, to please say the full name of your daughter together.
Alma Hilton Reino.
Alma Hilton Reino. I bless you in the name of God, the Eternal Spirit. Oh, that'll be enough right there. In the name of the Christ Spirit that already inhabits you, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, so evident in your life already, little one. Jason and Julia, will you accept the support of this community as we stand as part of your village to support you Absolutely. And your baby girl as she grows in her perfection as one of God's very own. Community, I ask you today, will you stand in support of this family? Yes. Will you? Okay, well, I don't need to finish anything else there. May I borrow her for a moment? Pour your blessings out on this little girl. That light is so bright, isn't it, baby? Hello, love. I'm glad you're here. Oh, such a good baby girl. Are you looking at everything? Come here, Chicky. Alma, you are blessed and you are a blessing. There is nothing to be forgiven for you because you're already pure and whole. We're going to look at you and we're going to remember what it was like when we first came from God. Because you are a reminder to us every day. And she's already recognizing a kindred spirit. Thank you, Jason and Julia, for letting us bless your child today. I am so glad you're part of our family. Thank you. And here's a little rose for your girl.
Thank you so much.
Have you got it?
Thank you.
Nick and Abby, come on up here. Look at this face. Nick and Abby started coming to us just as the pandemic was arriving and have been faithful and steadfast. And became members of our church, let us bless Abby in her all the way through her pregnancy. Nick is one of our chaplains, and he's serving on the ministerial search team. So they came in, and they came in with both feet, both of them, all 4 feet, and this beautiful baby boy. And so Nick and Abby, I will ask you to please say the full name of your son.
Enzo Giovacchini.
Enzo Giovacchini. I bless you in the name of the Father God, the great eternal spirit, in the name of the Christ spirit that lives in you, and the Holy Spirit, which is evident and true in you this day. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Community, very quietly, do you agree to support this family in raising this child in the ways of spirit? Will you accept this support, my friends?
Absolutely, we'll need it.
Okay, we're going to take a little walk, Enzo. We're going to take a little walk. Look at this beautiful child. He likes me. So now we know what to do if he gets fussy. You just pass him on over to me.
If he doesn't do any service, we'll give him to you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We remember, you know, there's a long-standing tradition in the Christian church that children are born with original sin, and I don't buy it. These children are perfect when they get here. And we're all about remembering that perfection all of our lives, aren't we? And so, Enzo, beloved son, know that you are blessed and a blessing today. And we're so glad that you're here. Yes, we are. We're so glad you're here. Nick and Abby, I love you so much.
Love you too.
Thank you for being part of our family. Okay. Give this to you. I love you, honey. Thank you. Okay. Oh. He's had enough. Years ago. Many, many years ago, I was a child who had moved all over the United States, never settling down in one place until I got to the seventh grade. And I did manage to go to school in one school district, one tiny school district, seventh grade through 12th grade. In eighth grade, I met a new girl who was also a Jill. And we grew up together. I don't know that she remembers it, but she was the first person to put mascara on me. Thanks, Jill. I've never stopped. And she was a cheerleader, and she dated the football player. And they married. They had a beautiful family. They parted ways, still friends, still invested in their lives with each other and the lives of their daughters. And it was my pleasure to get reacquainted with Rick in the last couple of years as his life was beginning to decline. And when he passed away suddenly this last fall, I was so honored and privileged to be able to do his memorial service here because he loved Wimberley. He loved our ministry. And today, his daughter, Larkin, and her partner, Shiloh, are bringing their daughter to us, Rick's granddaughter, so that we can bless her. And Jill's here, too, which makes this day extra special for me. I can't tell you, and I probably won't try, to tell you what a blessing it is to participate in a generational love. And to be entrusted with this today, Larkin, means more than you can ever know. Shiloh, we only met each other that one day, and you've entrusted your daughter to this community for a blessing. And so, Larkin and Shiloh, will you bring your daughter to us? She might want that back. Look at you grinning at your mama. Hi. Hi. I first met Larkin when she was barely out of diapers. Sorry to embarrass you, but she grew up. And this beautiful child that she brought into the world. I'm going to ask you today to say her full name together.
Avery J. DeLuna.
Avery J. DeLuna. I bless you in the name of Father God, the Eternal Spirit, of the Christ Spirit that lives in you already, and the Holy Spirit that is evident as the activity of God in your life. Oh, my goodness. Community, I ask you today, if you will support this family and as they raise Avery in the ways of spirit.
Yes.
And will you accept that that from this family? Avery, come with me. She's so fancy. Hi, baby girl. Hi, baby girl. I've seen so many pictures of Avery. She's happy. Look at this. She's about to turn one. She's big. She's a big girl.
Oh, okay.
Jill, this is your granddaughter. I'm dying. You're just the sweetest girl. You're just the sweetest girl. Yes, you are. I didn't have any baby girls, so I'm going to kind of borrow you every now and then. So I'm afraid she's going to get lipstick all over her. I love you already. I love you already. Oh, here's something pretty for you, precious one. You want to hold it? Okay, watch her.
I'll eat it.
Larkin, I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you for letting me do this.
Thank you.
This community and I will always support you. You know this,
yes.
Shiloh. I'm always here for you guys. Thank you for sharing your daughter with us today. This means everything. Oh, you bonked yourself. Thank you. I forgot what I was going to say out of my little book. These are words from all of us. Dear God, there are no words for the depth of our love for these children. We pray for their care and their protection. We surrender them into your hands. Dear God, send your angels to bless and surround them always. May they be protected from the darkness of our times. May they always see you at the center of their lives. May their hearts grow strong to love and serve you. And I speak this on behalf of the parents here. We surrender, dear God, our parenthood to you. Make us the parents you want us to be. Show us how to love most patiently, to be there for our child most fully, to understand profoundly who they are and what they need. May this family, each one, be a blessing unto each child now and forever. May they learn here values and principles of love and righteousness. May they learn from us kindness, May they learn from us strength. May they learn from us the lessons of power, that they already have it, that they must surrender it to you to be used for your purposes throughout their lives. For thus shall you be gladdened, and thus shall they be free to live most fully and love most deeply. That is our wish. That is our prayer for them now and always. Amen. I'm so enjoying just looking out at you today. I'm enjoying it so much, your beautiful faces. And now today we welcome new members into our community. Some have been with us for a while. Some have been with us only briefly. Some transferred their membership some time ago, and we've not had a welcome ceremony in our attempt to get back into being together. So I'm just going to read a list of our new members and have you come and stand with us today. Marilyn Barney, Sharon Bourbonnais, who is actually back in with the children, Raphael Castanet, Ryan Coggin, Tanya Crenshaw, Buffalo Thunder Del Toro, Michael Hanna, Diana Lynn, Judy Matejczyk, Kathy Nazer, Barb Rubin, Glenn Staples, and Jay Strickland. Look, I'm going to step out here. I'm going to, yeah. So we knew that some of our friends would not be with us today, but we have a good showing. Yes, we do. This is a blessing for us because we know that when people sign that membership form, we're not big in Unity on, you know, recruiting new members. That's just not a thing. We know that just as we teach that each person is guided by spirit within them, that each person is also guided to join a community. And we let that be in their own time and in their own way. But when they do so, we know that they're saying, we'd like to be in this family. We'd like to be in this group of spiritual seekers, people who are working together to know spirit and to live in the truth as best as we can in any moment. And that's what you see here before you, are people who have said this. And I will just ask you formally, do you this day, as you become members of Unity of Wimberley, do you promise, pledge, to give of your time, talent, and treasure to stand with us in spiritual growth and truth? Do you make that willingly today? Yes. Friends, as you view these lovely people and also those who are not able to be with us today, do you welcome them most wholeheartedly into this spiritual family and agree to stand with them as they grow in spirit and as they grow in truth and as they live in the highest principles that we teach? If so, please say, we do.
We do.
Did you get that? So today we present you with certificates of membership. And, yeah, you do those and I'll do the roses. Well, no, let me do these and you do the roses. Okay. Marilyn, I'm going to give you and Raphael your certificates together. Make sure I haven't got more than one.
Thank you.
Thank you for being part of us, Marilyn. You're a blessing. This is my brother, Buffalo. We've known each other for 20-something years.
A minute or two.
My brother. Mike Hanna jumped right in with our men's group. And one of the things that he does very well is support his wife, Allison Hanna, who is our care coordinator. And Mike, thank you for being part of our family and being so willing to participate in all the ways that you do.
Thank you.
Diana, my friend. Thank you for becoming part of this family. You know how much we love the whole family. My sister. Thank you. Judy. Judy and I have known each other a minute, too. Yeah. And, you know, you and Jody both bring so much joy to this community. Unceasing joy. Unceasing enthusiasm. Thank you for that, my friend. There's Barb. I first got to know Barb last summer in our Brene Brown course that we all took with each other. I think we all got kind of married to each other during that course. And Barb, I'm glad that you were part of that because I got to see a little bit of your heart. It's beautiful. Thank you, my friend. Let's see. Glenn. You're standing here looking really happy.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy guy.
This is Abby's daddy. If it weren't for Glenn, we wouldn't have an Abby. So
it's only half my fault.
Thank you for being part of us, Glenn. Thank you. Thank you, dear heart. I'm glad you're here. And I think that's all the people that we have here. So we extend our blessing also to the other ones that were not able to be with us here today. It's always a joyful ceremony for us when our family gets larger. Our hearts get larger. There is something unmistakable, something indefinable that happens, that our hearts can continue to grow the way they grow. Isn't it? Isn't it amazing? Isn't it beautiful? Doesn't it just like hurt so good right in here? It's the best ache in the world, is the ache of our hearts expanding. And so we're grateful to all of you today for letting our hearts feel, express, and extend even more love than we could ever imagine. Thank you for being part of our family. Let's give these folks a little round of applause and a welcome. Y'all can go on back to your seats. We're all just helping each other get where we need to go, aren't we? I was thinking about what kind of talk I would do today, and then as the babies kept showing up, and as our members kept showing up, I thought, this is it. Today is a day of ceremony. Today is a day of blessing. Today's a day of expansion. Today's a day of remembering what makes us whole, what makes us one, really. One family. Did you have to know any details about these people in order to open your hearts in love to them? Isn't that just the way, though? Let's imagine that we can walk through the world opening our hearts without knowing the details, and sometimes opening our hearts in spite of the details. That's our big challenge, isn't it? But today we got a little practice. Because an open heart, it's really, really painful to try to close it back down. Don't let it. Keep your heart wide open today, my friends. Keep it open tomorrow and the day after and all next week and the rest of the month. Keep your heart open. because that's how we heal the world. That's for sure how we heal ourselves. And that's how we make our contribution to this world being a little bit better place for these babies. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Let's take a moment to meditate, shall we? That fullness in your heart that you've been having the last few minutes, just go ahead and let that expand again, be magnified again. If you need to anchor that in your body, put your hand wherever the feeling is the biggest. And breathe into it, because this is life. This is evidence of the sustaining and abiding presence of something greater than ourselves. That we have the capacity to be moved to tears by the presence of a child. That we can be moved in gratitude for families that are willing to stand and say, yes, this is a child of God. Join with me in supporting this child throughout their lives. This capacity is evidence that we also are loved. And the beautiful thing about spirit is that outpouring of love and the inpouring of love are no different, and it is a constant flow. And so if there is any part of your life today that feels contracted by worry or fear or pain, by discouragement, by uncertainty, allow some of this great love to spill over into those parts of your life. For this is where the light lives. Rest in the love. There's nothing to seek here. There's nothing to strive for. There's just being. And all the thoughts that you have about yourself or about life or about people around you, they are overshadowed, if you will, by the light of love. Today, we take up the standard, the banner of the bearers of light and peace. We carry it with us wherever we go. And when we forget, we remember the eyes of the children. We remember the courage and grace of people who have said yes to their own lives. And then we are strong. Then we are true. then our weariness fades. And breathe again. Know that everything that is good, everything that is true, is in your heart right now, forever and ever. And so it is. And so it is. Amen.